What's the lesson of all these 31 songs that David wrote? What do we find as we examine the life of David? David was always thirsting after God. Always. He always thirsted after God. And this is the secret of what a life that is satisfied at all times is made up of. In this little overview of these key moments in David's life, we find that every time David thirsted for God, God satisfied him. Every time. You know, when we thirst for God, like David did when he's afraid, we find that the Lord comforts us. When we thirst for God, like David did when he was alone, we find that the Lord meets our needs. When we thirst for God, like David did when he was depressed, we find that we can be quickened. You know, Psalm 119, verse 25 says, "My soul, my emotions cleave to the dust. I'm stuck down here. I'm totally wiped out emotionally." You know what the next part of that verse says? "Quicken me according to your word." David said, when I'm depressed, God quickens me. When he was defeated by sin, God convicted him. God restored him when he repented. And so David was satisfied. Well, if you just hold on, we just have a couple more minutes. I want to quickly survey the moments that we're going to cover in this series, just so you know where we're headed. And show you the five key moments in David's life that we're going to focus on in this Thirsting After God series. That I just kind of did a broad thing in 31 Psalms, but we're going to look at five Psalms in depth. Number one, David sings of thirsting and finding God when I have sinned. And if you want to turn there, look at Psalm 139. Psalm 139 really, really captures what David knew so well. It's all about the danger of our lusts. And David thirsted and found God when he sinned. And in Psalm 139, the last verse, it says, "See if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." David's encounter with Bathsheba was a time where he saw the wicked ways that were in him. And it was a time when he thirsted after God because of his lust that he had not learned to flee from. And in this look at David's life, the look at David when he sinned, the lesson we learn is that when we thirst, we can find God even when we've sinned. When we learn that God says that our insidious nature, our flesh, is always trying to pull us down. And there's only one way we deal with our personal lusts. We don't pray about them. And we don't try and work with them. We flee them. That is the only biblical response to lust, is fleeing lust. We mortify the lust of our flesh, but we flee when they come straight at us. This is what James 1 says. "Let no one say when he's tempted, I'm tempted by God. God can't be tempted with evil. He doesn't tempt anyone. Each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lusts and enticed." What did David learn in this time in his life? He learned that when you stay around lust, it desensitizes our conscience, and we stop obeying God completely. Then we relax our grip on our personal purity. Then we fixate our heart on physical desires. Then we rationalize in our mind about wrong and bad decisions we're making. And then when we stay around, our life descends into lustful sin. And what happened to David? His testimony was destroyed in one moment as he, by the sin of a moment of stolen pleasure, sees the horror of death and deceit and murder and immorality and spiritual oppression and poverty and famine of the souls. Those are just a few of the offspring in his life of this act of one moment of pleasure. Psalm 139, verse 24. We should tell ourselves often as we pray to God, "Lord, I know that there is lust in my heart. And when I see it, I will flee it. And I will seek for you by your word to mortify it." That's what we'll see in the life of David, as David sings a song of thirsting and finding God when he sins. Secondly, turn to Psalm 32, the second one we're going to go through. Psalm 32, real, real quickly here. And that's the second in our in-depth look at this heart that thirsts after God. And David sings a song of Psalm 32, of thirsting and finding God when he had failed. And this song, Psalm 32, is a song that comes directly from his failure with Bathsheba. And the lessons David learned in the horrible pit of sin are forever recorded in Psalm 32. And it's a song of a soul set free, a song of a soul that has been set free. The first two verses of Psalm 32, David is singing with delight because his sins were cleansed. And you know what he found? That God forgave him and his sins were covered. Verses 3 and 4, he sings of the despair of what life was like when he was concealing his sin. Verses 5 through 7, he sings of deliverance because he confessed his sin. And in verses 8 through 11, he sings about his desire that his sinful ways be crushed. That's the way he put what Paul called mortifying our flesh. And so David sings of thirsting and finding God when he failed.